Indicators associated with disorders of thinking, dementia. 1. Keep records of changes in behavior and loss of previous abilities. This is especially important to healthcare workers diagnosing dementia. Therefore, maintaining clear records of how clients function throughout their adult life is useful. These records can be formal medical charts obtained from physicians, or they can be informal records obtained from family members or clients themselves. Scrapbooks, photo albums, video home movies, and audio recordings will illustrate how clients spoke, moved, and responded when they were well and healthy. Comparing a previous picture, audio, or video with a current cell phone capture of a client can clarify changes that are happening. 2. Record specific examples of physical weakening, particularly in speaking and walking. For example, identify how a client's gait or how they walk is changing. Keep a record of any falls, stumbles, or times when clients seem to lose their balance. 3. Prepare for and seek medical help immediately if seizures occur. A seizure in someone previously unaffected and that is not part of a medical condition can indicate dementia. 4. Understand and identify how often confabulation answers are occurring. Confabulation means making up answers without intending to lie. Knowing that clients with dementia are not lying or making things up on purpose can help caregivers understand that this behavior is part of a psychiatric disorder and not acting out behavior. 5. Understand and identify how often sundowning is occurring. Sundowning means increased agitation in the evening. Clients may seem to be expressing anger by behaviors such as screaming and yelling, but it is important to understand that this behavior is likely a response to an intense and constant inner fear that clients are unable to escape from. 6. Create and communicate supports that help memory lapses. People with dementia are forgetful, get lost, and can have difficulty recognizing friends, family, and staff. Whenever possible, create cues to help with memory loss, such as calendars of events, photo collections, or scrapbooks. Ensure that these cues are consistent and that as many people as possible in the client's life know about them.